fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 30th of October. Prepper tip of the day. I try to mention this every 2 or 3 months. It's a book. You can buy these on Amazon for about $3 delivered to your door. It's been published about half a century ago. Here's the title of the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. The author is Dr. Joseph Murphy. I say again, the title is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, a book that will help you gain the clarity, gain the focus that you need to achieve any goal that you want to achieve. That's what this book's about, and it works. I've implemented these principles, and I know they work. With patient waiting to green with my friend Jeff Nyquist. His new website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. There's a link for my website at thelibertyman.com. And we're going to be talking about the international communist conspiracy. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
Well, sir, I may sound like a broken record talking about how amazed I am that each week the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims continue to make more complete and absolute fools of themselves, but they continue to do so, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and sometimes the people opposing them do too.
Well, that happens. You're right. That happens also. And we sit back and observe. We sit back and watch. And it is an amazing thing to see, to say the least. it's historical. It is historical. And we have an election in almost exactly 12 months, 12 months and a few days. We will have the November 2020 election. More and more, it looks like Hillary Clinton will be the Democratic nominee. What do you think, sir?
I don't know. Is she announced? I don't, you know.
She's not announced, but she's become very public in the last month or so, with appearing on TV shows,
she's
promoting a book with her daughter, and so forth. Maybe it'd be a Hillary for president and her daughter for vice president. Wouldn't that be a treat?
Well, is your daughter old enough?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure if her daughter is old enough or not. I have not looked into it. That's probably not going to happen, but what will happen will be an election, and my job and your job, Jeff, is to encourage our conservative friends to register to vote, to get out and vote, to encourage their friends and family who are conservatives and will vote for President Trump to both register to vote and actually vote. That's incredibly important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is crucial at this point because we don't really know where the country stands, given the changes in the demography and the propaganda education of the young people.
That's right. That's right. Well, there's things we can't change, and there's things that we can change. And what we can change is how many people get registered to vote and how many people actually vote. We can change that. And it's done word of mouth, person to person, with friends, relatives, co-workers, if that's acceptable, people that we go to church with, our neighbors. Many people, a huge amount of people, have not even registered to vote, and if they have registered to vote, maybe haven't voted for years. A lot of people only vote for the presidential election and don't vote for these very important other elections that take place, such as a county sheriff, for example. But this is where the people listening to this radio show can make a real difference, can't they?
Yes, absolutely. It could be very close.
Well, it will be close.
You know,
unless we have an overwhelming amount of people vote for the president, which that's what I'm shooting for. I would like to see an overwhelming amount of people voting for President Trump and making his reelection a historical victory. That's what needs to happen.
That would definitely put the kibosh on a lot of this nonsense that we're seeing on TV with the Democrats.
Maybe the Republican Party will finally get some spinal fortitude if they can take back the House. You know, the first 2 years of the Trump administration, they controlled both houses, and they really, quite frankly, didn't get a whole lot done. Of course, the president was dealing with all the Obama stay-behinds that were attempting to sabotage everything he was doing. So I'm going to give President Trump a free pass on those first 2 years because I know what he was dealing with had to be monumental. Men and women appointed under Hussein Obama for 8 years that were socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, that wanted nothing more than to sabotage the administration and make things fail to work. So that's what President Trump was dealing with every day in the first 2 years. And is still to a certain extent dealing with it, isn't he, sir?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you've got tens of thousands of federal employees put in there either by the Clintons or Obama, and they're undermining him every day. We saw this Lieutenant Colonel Vindman testify ridiculously. We have the transcript of what was said, and the news media, the mainstream news media, said, no, that's not a conscript transcript, that's just notes. And this Vindman comes up and again misconstrues a conversation between our president and another president, and it's frankly, it's none of his business. The president is not a person you blow the whistle on because of a conversation, a diplomatic conversation. It's so bizarre.
It is. That conversation the president had was him doing his job. Doing what he was supposed to do, doing what he gets a paycheck for, which he donates, by the way. He didn't keep the money. And nothing wrong, nothing improper, completely proper, completely within the guidelines of what he's hired to do as the CEO of this country, the President of the United States. And, of course, that's coming out and being revealed more each day, that what he did was the right thing to do, the proper thing to do. And nothing wrong with it whatsoever. So they're running out of ammunition here to attack the president with, aren't they?
Well, they're manufacturing more, and I think as quickly as it gets discredited, they manufacture it. But this time, the Republicans are sticking up for their witness because they're afraid of attacking a war hero. The thing is, just because somebody gets wounded, you know, the Communist Party back in World War II told its members to go out in the battlefield and get medals, become war heroes, because then they will be able to advance communism better. You know, it doesn't matter if a person is heroic on the battlefield, that's wonderful, but if they are subverting their country because they have some different set of beliefs, we have
now, is there a particular war hero we're talking about here?
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman.
Oh, this guy. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need, you know, there's a difference between attacking the messenger and attacking the message. In this case, you attack the message, not the messenger. And that's the way it should be done ethically anyway. We got a caller on hold here, Jeff. We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Hi. I'd like to go out on a limb and make a prediction about a candidate for the Democrats for the upcoming election, but not about the presidential candidate. And since my opinion doesn't matter worth a tinker's darn, a prediction doesn't mean too much. But I might get to be able to say you heard it here first, if I happen to be correct. And that is to say that no matter who runs as the presidential candidate for the Democrats, I would like to suggest that I think it is highly likely that the vice presidential candidate will be Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, because of his profile. The downside is that he's a white male, but at least he's gay, married, and very highly educated as a communist, given his father was a translator of communist literature into English, and his father is multilingual in more languages than he is, but Buttigieg is multilingual. He's very intelligent. He can speak extemporaneously and eloquently, and he would be the perfect subordinate for Hillary's ego. You know, she would love to have a gay white male under her under her thumb. And even if it's not Hillary, it's those other qualities I mentioned would stand him in good stead to be the guy, you know, who sits there in Congress, you know, watching things happen. What do you think?
Well, I can see that as a possibility. How about you, Jeff?
He could be the vice presidential pick, but I really have my doubts that Hillary will be the main candidate.
Oh, so do I. So do I. But if it's Biden, if they pick Biden and have Buttigieg under him, the contrast would be so stark, because Buttigieg actually has a brain and knows how to speak without putting his foot in his mouth. Biden has had to be silenced by his CFR handler so many times because of his fumble mouth disease, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he would outshine Biden would be the problem there, you know.
Yeah, could be a problem if you have a VP outshining the president. Of course, when you have a very an elderly president, someone as old as Biden is, the vice president becomes more important because the president can become ill or die. So yeah, that's
right.
An interesting point.
Yeah, he is a sharp cookie. I got to give him that. He's one of the few, as I said, articulate, eloquent, extemporaneous speakers of that whole lot of dinglings they keep putting on the TV. And well, there is the one.
Well, the joke that I heard was that somebody was telling me that they thought that he was the most normal person of all the Democratic candidates, which I thought was kind of funny.
Yes, if you put aside the being gay and married thing, you know.
That would be the most normal you can get in the Democratic Party now.
Well, the cat is finally out of the bag about the candidate the person I hesitated to even mention. I didn't even want to speak it lest it become common knowledge. And that is the one person I think who, thank God, doesn't seem to show any interest in this, who would have the personal street cred or celebrity cred to get a large following would be Oprah Winfrey. If they were to mount a Winfrey Buttigieg ticket, I think we'd have some serious, thinking to do. But thank God she doesn't seem interested in it, you know. And let's face it, she's an avowed capitalist. She knows she made her money because of capitalism and the freedoms of this country. So, you know, if the lefties wanted to put her in, they would want her to be a puppet of the communists. And Oprah Winfrey, I think, is smart mm-hmm. enough to know that's not how she got where she is in this world. You know, TV show, TV channel, restaurants, the whole nine yards. She is a capitalist.
Well, I think that if you've made your money legally and you're engaging it with a group of people who are conducting seditious treason, you probably are kind of scared. So, some people might not want to do that, not because they don't favor that side in some sense, but maybe it's too scary.
Right. Or it's too scary, or maybe she's too smart to allow herself to be, enslaved in that manner. You know, so hopefully. But, this will be my final thought, and then I'll hang up. And that is, it's been my thinking right along that hopefully when people think about Trump running again, they can, if their memories are long enough, if they have not forgotten how bad 2007, 8, and 9 were, and how the economy has been more stable, life has, as much as these people complain and try to get rid of Trump and everything else, life has been relatively normal for many, if not most people. The stock market has been up. If people are voting their own pocketbooks and their own financial stability, they might not like a whole lot of other things about Trump, but they might see him as a more stable option than it would happen if a Democrat were put in. So that's all I
have.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call,
Glenn. I hope you're right.
Well, we like to prognosticate. We like to speculate. We like to try to figure out what's going to happen in the future. One thing we know without a doubt, in barely more than a year, there will be an election. There will be an election. And a president will be elected. Hopefully, Donald Trump will be re-elected. Whether he is or not, socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they have a plan B and a plan C to have their way and to destroy our country, don't they, sir?
Oh, yeah, they do. You bet.
So let's keep that in mind, everybody. Let's keep that in mind, that that's exactly what they want to do. Is what they have every expectation of accomplishing that goal. And we need to be ready for it, and it may very well come down to civil disorder. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? ancientlifeoil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day, without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we are... Gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of October. It's getting to be wintertime. Right now, where I am here in South Central Missouri, it's in the right around 40 degrees, 38, 40 degrees, raining. Wintertime's coming. And in February, I know myself, I'll be tired of it, ready to take a break, take a Caribbean cruise. You want to come with me on a Caribbean cruise the second week of February, including Valentine's Day? What a great time to be away from the cold and ice and all the rest of that nasty cold weather stuff. All the details at my website. It'll be a lot of fun. Leon Green will be with us. We'll get together every day and talk about all the things we talk about here on the radio in person in great detail. And get the details there at my website at libertyman.com. You can call my cruise director, Betsy Murphy. She'll be glad to mail you a full-color brochure. Betsy's phone number. Here it is, twice, slowly, 636-530-9502. I say again, Betsy Murphy, her telephone number, our cruise director, 636-530-9502. Visiting with my friend Jeff Nyquist. His website's Jeff is jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog. Jeff, are you working on your next article?
I have an article that's up on the site now, and it's the impeachment fracas. So I'm just say something very simple about this so-called impeachment inquiry and what it's all about.
Okay, Well, I haven't read that yet. I'm looking forward to it. I'll probably read it soon as the show's over here and bring myself up to speed on the latest of your thoughts. You've been at this a long time, Jeff. What, over 20 years, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I started writing on the subject more than 32 years ago.
Oh, my.
So yep. That's when I started writing my first book. And that book was published in 98 in the first edition. So it's been more than 20 years that I've been, you know, gone yep. public with my research.
Which book was your first book?
The Origins of the Fourth World War.
Right, I thought it was. I didn't want to say it and be wrong. Great book. I've got it. I've read it, and I encourage people to get it. Amazon.com, The Origins of the Fourth World War. We've got a caller on hold here, Jeff. We've got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning, John and Jeff. I don't know. Are you people aware that Hillary Clinton is related to the Phillips?
Related to who?
Related, she's one of the Phillips, the same Phillips as Phillips 66.
Oh, no, I did not know that, no.
Well, this is what I've been told by some people, and this is the other thing that's quite troubling. There's a Craig Phillips that is inside Trump's treasury. There's a whole article about it.
Well, Phillips
I'm
is
told,
a common,
I'm told
Phillips
that, is a common she, name. That she's either related by marriage or something into the Phillips family.
Right. Well, Phillips is a common name. Do we know the person that you're describing? And that person is, that Phillips is in the Treasury Department, you say?
Yeah, there's a whole article on it. He was okay. a member of Hillary Clinton's National Finance Committee.
Okay.
And he's evidently now working in the Treasury Department for Donald Trump.
Okay.
And I don't think this is true.
Why is this important? Why is this important, Elizabeth?
Because he would be privy to certain information and whatnot. And you know, Hillary isn't known for doing things on the up and up. I mean, one of the Secret Service security people that used to have to work with Hillary. I mean, there was reports of her being physically abusive to her husband and domestic incidents and everything.
Yeah,
the guy even wrote a book about
it. Yeah, I was getting reports when Clinton was president that in the residence in the third floor of the top of the White House, Hillary was known to pick up heavy glass ashtrays and throw them at the president. And that was that detail. That's many Secret Service agents did not want to be part of that presidential detail. They simply did not want. Both Hillary and President Clinton did not hold their security detail in high regard. They prohibited active duty military people from touring the White House in uniform. Just really bad people, in my opinion. Anything else, Elizabeth?
Like I said, I just think it's very concerning because, you know, it's just like Obama. He went ahead and he embedded, you know, all kinds of people to support their communist socialist agenda.
Yep. And, that's
and who knows? Who knows right. what? Who else is embedded there by Hillary?
Well, the people that Obama appointed had high enough positions that they could appoint more socialist communist Democrats underneath them. It's a spider web of people that have been embedded in all these executive branch agencies.
It's just like Bill Ayers and with Obama and everything. Yeah, there was certain information that he's the one that helped to support him, you know, getting into college and whatnot. You know,
that's
getting
right.
into Harvard or wherever it was that he went. And then, I don't know, there was some information. I'm not even sure that he even...
You want to hold on to the break, Elizabeth?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there, things that will educate you, inform you. We've got the video of the conference I was a guest speaker in Cincinnati earlier this year, titled The Heavens Are Shaking. It's my latest video. I was there invite of Pastor Paul Begley. Clyde Lewis was a speaker, and my friend Stephen Ben-Noon. We all four of us were speakers. It's a 4-DVD set, a great bargain, a lot of information, and I have those in stock and ready for immediate shipment. If you want to help America, make America great again, keep America great, you need more energy, you need to be healthy, you need to be able to get out and talk to people, encourage them to register to vote. That's where the energy clearer comes in. Yeah, there's a connection. If you don't have the energy, you won't be able to do those things, will you? Well, of course not. Energy cleaner will help you have more energy because you're getting a great night's sleep. You're not suffering from pain like you did from arthritis. That's what the energy cleaner does. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Keep in mind the following. I offer, from me to you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee. I stand behind the energy cleaner. Nothing to worry about there. Check out the details at my website. You can place your order at the website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Be sure and check out the mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner. It's a great package. If you already got your own energy cleaner, got a Christmas coming up, you probably know somebody who has arthritis pain issues, is not getting a great night's sleep, what a wonderful gift, an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. What a wonderful gift that would be. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day for energy cleaners and mattress pads. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. Jeff, I was looking at your recent article, and you've become more prolific of late writing articles, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, I have.
Well, good for you. I'm encouraged by that. Elizabeth, are you still there? Do you have any follow-up, Elizabeth?
Yeah, well, my girlfriend has a lot of details about a lot of stuff about Hillary Clinton. She currently has a case in federal court that involves Hillary Clinton. It has to do with the super cleanup of a toxic dump. She was born with all kinds of physical anomalies and stuff.
Right.
Certain things were manipulated and stuff. They were basically robbed of any of their rights. Stuff was moved from one court to another. I just wish that I could recall the specific details of her connection with Phillips. I'm going to have to get back with her and refresh my memory.
Okay, well, why don't you do that?
There's just a lot of stuff that shouldn't be going on that.
Well, there's a lot of
people need to be aware of some of this stuff.
Those shortage of public documentation of what Hillary's done with the Hillary Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, no shortage of well-documented evidence of the malfeasance of this woman. Anything else, Elizabeth?
No, not right now, John.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. Jeff, the malfeasance, the illegal activity of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, is pretty rock-solid documentation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, of course, there's been documentaries made about the Clintons. There's been a lot of books published, testimony by people who have worked with the Clintons over the years. And they're infamous, really. And they're the Bonnie and Clyde of American politics. So I don't know
I like
how
that.
To put it.
I like that. Yeah. They are. That's a good analogy, the Bonnie and Clyde of American politics. And they're grooming their daughter to, well, at least it's her daughter, not his biological daughter, but they're grooming that daughter to follow in their footsteps, aren't they?
It does seem so, yeah. It does.
Absolutely. Well, we observe these things. We make note of them. We express our concern. All those things are fine and well and good. In the absence of action, however, action in the form of helping friends and neighbors get registered to vote, getting out to vote on election day or voting absentee ballot if they have a conflict that day, which I've had to do absentee ballot a couple of years helping my wife with her illness. In the absence of action, that's all it is talk, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes, yes, it is. Only talk if you don't show up and vote, and of course participate and get involved with your school board or your local politics, because they're primed. People on the left, communists, are primed to get involved there, and that's why they have been so effective in education at the local government level. You would be surprised how many are at your local government level.
You would be. It would be. We got a caller on hold here, Jeff. We got Rob in Illinois. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, John. You're mentoring winter here. We're getting some snow flurries up by the Illinois-Wisconsin border here.
Well, you're pretty far north. Are you far enough north, Rob, where you have snow fences along the interstate highway?
No, not necessarily. Well, I'm in a rural area, probably about 10 miles south of Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, but on the Illinois side.
Right.
Right. But they were reporting a projection of snow today, and I was like looking out the door today, and it seemed like it was about to get warm, and all of a sudden now we just got this like light snow coming.
We're expecting snow in south central Missouri here at my home tomorrow. It won't amount to anything. It'll probably melt as soon as it hits the ground, but it's early for any kind of snow here.
Well, that's what we're going to be hoping, but as you know, it's been projected, it's going to be a harsh winter. They keep talking this grand solar minimum, you know, all the other stuff. So who the heck knows? Just everybody needs to prepare. If they can hit a thrift shop and build up on blankets, make sure they got their candles and anything that keeps them warm, thermals or the socks we've talked about, so on, the better off they're going to be.
Absolutely. Any other helpful tips for dealing with that extreme cold?
No, I'm still learning myself. You know, in the last couple of years, I've been buying like extra jackets. Every time I hit a thrift shop, I look for hoodies. I've been like, you know, look for thermal underwear on sale, like at Kohl's or wherever. You know, they're not the best, but they're probably not the warmest in the world. But you know what? They're economical and they've worked out in the past. So that's pretty much all I got for that.
Okay. All right. Good.
I want to hit on this politics stuff real quick.
Go ahead.
Regarding the last caller, I don't know what this Phillips stuff is about, but you know, the best to our knowledge, people that keep talking about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton is a Rockefeller and Hillary Clinton is a Rothschild. Basically, that's where the bloodline is, and the two of them together created this, you know, crime family that they're in. That's what we understand.
Well, I haven't heard about the Rothschild connection. I've heard about the Rockefeller connection for years with Bill Clinton being a bastard child of David Rockefeller. But that would make sense. If that's accurate, that would make a lot of sense.
Right. And then your previous caller also was talking about, I don't know, look, you know what my biggest pet peeves after the Trump election and he wins, Hillary loses, is all these pundits, all these independent media keep coming out and they keep trying to, like, if the Democrats would have done this, if they would have done this, you know, they,
of course,
let them pay,
of course,
let them pay for, you know, they got all the money in the world. Let them pay to try and figure it out. We don't need to be like gaming it out for them. We need to hold back on this. We need to figure out what we got to do. And because this new world order, globalist thing, destruction, warfare, everything under the sun, they're throwing at us. They're not going to quit no matter what Trump is doing. Even if he gets into another term here, they're not quitting. Look what's going on in California. That is warfare. That is not organic what's happening in California. They are burning those people out. And this is with the president in the White House. There's got to be something going on. There's no way that what's going on in California should still be going on under the Trump administration, but it is. We think if Obama was there, Hillary Clinton was there, or some other leftist was there, okay, we can see that. Well, we got no control over it. They're committing warfare, but Trump is in there, and they're committing warfare. Again, California, not organic with the fires and everything that's going on. So something's still amiss here. We got to focus on that kind of stuff. Agree.
Well, we need to check it out and find the evidence. We need evidence is what we need there, Rob.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you know, I actually went off the Oprah Winfrey stuff. Oprah Winfrey will never go for a public office because, as far as it goes, on the surface level, we know she was connected with Weinstein. Remember, the stories are coming out. She was procuring people for Weinstein, hooking him up with Hollywood actresses and whatnot. And then they ended up in the Weinstein bed or Weinstein, whatever, the honeypot. And Oprah Winfrey was part of that. Also, Oprah Winfrey is connected to Bill Gates and all of that nefarious stuff with whatever organization they're in. And she is not. She's a dirty character, just like all these other characters that are out there. There's no way Oprah Winfrey, the black woman, is part of their committee and is clean whatsoever. They'll never run her because she's dirty, and that will all come out. And even Trump said so himself.
All right. Well, that's a good update there. Thank you, Rob. Jeff, any follow-up on Rob's call before we move on to our next caller?
No, I have nothing to add there.
Okay. All right. Well, our next caller is Jerry in Texas, back for another comment.
Good morning, Jeff. I come to a rude awakening about 15 years ago, I guess. We got to know a county commissioner, a precinct that I live in. And he come in, was visiting with somebody, and he come in that office late, and he was asked where he'd been. He said, "I've been in Austin, the school." And I thought, this is a man that's in his late 50s, early 60s. And I thought, what is he going to school for? So I listened, and I started asking questions then and later on. Well, every year, the commissioners, and of course, as soon as a commissioner is elected, they go to a two-week school at the state capitol, being explained all these Agenda 21 programs. Or now, agenda, what is it, 2020 or whatever, and or 2050. And all these, this money handout that the previous commissioners and powers that shouldn't be in the cities and the counties, they're being dictated how to use that money and stay in the guidelines they agreed to when all this money was handed out. So, you know... how deep have these people gotten? Evidently very deep. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that out from a personal experience. And, people be aware of that. That even right. If we vote on a local election, what's going on behind the scenes? John, thanks for taking my call. Stay warm.
Okay, Jerry.
Jeff, you have a good day.
Thanks for the call. Well, the tentacles of the New World Order are very long, aren't they, Jeff?
Well, yeah, the continuing education of the socialist, social engineering order is also, if you work for any state organization, you're going to get educated on all kinds of things, sensitivities and things that... really touch on ideology, political correctness.
Right. Well, we need to be aware of this at the local level and at the county level, which brings up something that to make sure that your sheriff of your county will support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's critical. If your sheriff is not a Constitution-defending sheriff, you need to find a candidate that will be a Constitution-defending sheriff. The county sheriff is a very powerful position. If the federal agents want to come in and seize guns, the county sheriff has the authority to stop them from entering his county. That's how powerful these sheriffs are. And a New World Order really does not like Constitution-believing and supporting sheriffs, do they, Jeff?
No, they don't even like the idea that sheriffs are independent. So they would like to even get rid of sheriffs. And I guess they tried the experiment already in Delaware, in the state of Delaware, Joe Biden's state.
Right. Well, in St. Louis County, Missouri, they've made the sheriff an unelected position with almost no power. And they have an appointed chief of police that has taken over the traditional authority of the sheriff that will do the bidding of the people who appointed him. And that's what they want. They want sheriffs to be marginalized and have almost no authority. They're really fearful of Constitution-defending sheriffs, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, well, I think they're fearful of anybody that's independent, even somebody that might agree with them some of the time, but who's going to disagree with them in almost anything. They want obedience. That's the thing that we're seeing now. Especially from the left.
They want obedience from people who have no choice except to be obedient, not people who are obedient because they think it's a great idea to be obedient. They want control. It comes down to control, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's partly what communism is all about. Totalitarianism is a system where it's complete control from the top, totally centralized. In Russia... the governors were appointed. I think they just changed it again, but still, the election system is controlled by the Communist Party, Soviet Union underground, so that everybody's picked. Like under Stalin, when they pick a candidate, if there's even more than one candidate, usually there was only one running. If they picked multiple candidates, it didn't matter which one you voted for; they were the same thing. So that's the problem. That's what they want to cause here. They want to make the Democratic Party have so much control that only Democrats, like in California, are going to get elected to statewide office. They want to get it all the way down to just about every level they can so that Republicans won't even matter anymore.
That's right. That's right. That's what they want. That's exactly what they want. That's their goal. If they can't achieve it at the ballot box, they'll achieve it with the bullet box. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of October, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog. Well, Jeff, this hour has gotten away from us here real quickly. We've got about 3 minutes here to get the word out that we need to, sir.
Yes. Well, I think people go to my site. They can read a lot of articles now. There's a lot on the new site that it kind of explain what's going on and help you to understand it. My latest one is about the impeachment thing, and I It's basically, I talk about how it's about socialism. Socialism wants to destroy President Trump because President Trump is not one of them. He stands in the way of their agenda, and they can't stand that. They have to have people who are going to cooperate, who are going to step aside, who are going to acknowledge global warming, who are going to acknowledge open borders, who are going to allow countries like China to walk all over us. So that's what they want. And this is what it's all about. If Donald Trump was cooperating with the socialist agenda, there would be no impeachment inquiry. Not at all.
No, there would not. There would not. If he was a team player, he and the media would just be getting along famously. We wouldn't have 20 Democratic candidates making a complete fool of themselves so Hillary could come in and look like the voice of reason. It would be a far different situation, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and it's because and you look at Tulsi Gabbard, she's pro-socialist, but it's interesting. She doesn't understand that she's supposed to obey them in everything, that she is supposed to walk this special line. And so when she agrees with President Trump about pulling the troops out of northern Syria, she gets attacked by Hillary Clinton as being a Russian spy. It's very interesting. And, of course, we can see that basically, if you think about the code language here, if you don't obey them, you're a traitor. And, of course, treason is a capital crime. So basically, you know, what do you do with traitors? You execute them. So
that's
basically,
right.
They're telling you now, if you don't get in line, you're committing an executable offense. I mean, that's the code language. That's the way to read this.
It is. Jeff, we got a caller here who wants to make a quick comment. Patricia,
hi.
11.
Yeah, from Florida. Okay, this is really important. The Common Sense Show, I think it was about 24 hours ago, called "It's Urgently That Everybody Sees This, the UN's Coming Out Party on American Soil." And it's one of the most important Common Sense Show that people should see that on YouTube.
Okay. Well, Dave Hodges is a friend, and I check his website out daily, and we appreciate the heads up there, yeah. Patricia.
It's only hours old, and it's very, very important for everybody. This one is the wake-up of the wake-ups. Okay? Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the call. I don't know if you follow Dave Hodges' work, Jeff, but he's been doing some really cutting-edge things out over at his website, thecommonsenseshow.com.
I'll take a look.
Yeah, he has some great sources. Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of new media and new resources coming online, so there's a lot to learn out there.
Okay. Jeff, thank you, Carl. Sir, we'll have you back next week. Appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.